from Crosstalk and Shidano now joins us along with Cappy. What's up, George?
Hey, what's going on? Big day today.
Yeah, so George, how do you read
Don't ask me about those two stories, though. I'm not talking about those two stories. That is not what Crosstalk is for.
What do you mean don't talk about those two stories?
Because we're going to talk about it for three freaking hours.
Well, we just talked about it for three
freaking
hours.
I don't care. That's
the only story that matters today.
So, Shidano, you take control then. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Cappy just being like, just Cappy at this stage. Like, so yesterday on the show, we like to play a game with Cappy because Cappy can be a little out of touch with modern music. Is that fair to say?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, he's not like you, Mace, who's like the modern day millennial, basically.
Yes.
The oldest millennial. Or are you now
a
Gen
Z-er? I'm not Gen Z. I'm an honorary Gen Z
guy. When did that happen?
It happened as soon as Gen Z got to be 18 to 24 years old.
So Gen Z's younger than millennials?
Yeah, younger than millennials.
Gosh, yeah. Ireland, were you aware of this switch or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, did you see John dancing?
When? Like, well, no, I've seen him doing the Houston
Rockets. It's on Twitter. If you've not seen John dancing, it's like the funniest damn thing
like
I've seen in a long time.
No, well, here's what it is. It's Mason has decided, Shidano, that it doesn't matter. Love is love, and it's just as easy to fall in love with a poor person that has no money as it is to fall in love with a rich person. I'm telling Bergman, my advice to Bergman is find an heiress. Be like Stan Kroenke. Find a Walmart heiress and marry her, and your life will be better.
And my advice is to find someone who you love and trust to spend the rest of your life with.
So this is me dancing. This is Steve Mason driving home with two hands
on
the
wheel. That's cynical John Ireland.
While he listens to this song.
Doesn't believe
George.
In love. It's only about money.
Love will keep us together.
So, Bergman,
love
how old
the
are
dance.
You now?
38.
He's on the wrong side of 30.
38. Oh. Wrong side of 30 is absolutely right.
Yeah.
What do you think? Love or money, George?
I think it needs to be. How about this? I'm going to cop out. A combination of both.
Exactly.
It absolutely has to be a combination of both.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah, I ain't going for anybody that has money.
I mean, listen,
they have to have money.
Burger girl he falls
their
in love
money.
With or rich girl he's just with for the money. Which way?
Poor girl?
Who he's
How
in love with
is this poor girl.
Poor girl who he loves.
Poor girl who he loves or rich girl who he thinks, I'll make it work.
What does the poor girl do for a living?
No, he takes the poor girl.
She doesn't do anything because she's poor.
He makes big bucks now. He takes. Yeah. He loves her. He'll take it.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, love is for real, man.
Love is complicated.
I believe in love.
I have done the love with the poor girl twice.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that again.
Thank you, Bergman.
Don't do it.
Okay, well, then there you go. Then you've just settled it for all of us. What the hell are you asking me for?
A life of a mediocre relationship, but a big bank book.
You know,
bank book.
I mean, listen.
I've already told Lisa if Lisa leaves me ever, I'm going full bimbo.
Good for you.
What does that mean?
Full bimbo.
I've told
you're
Kelly
date
that
a girl 30 years younger than you, like
maybe,
those old
maybe,
sad guys
maybe
at Staples
40.
Center, 40
yeah.
years younger
yeah.
than you. That's
yeah.
beautiful.
I've told Kelly that if she's gone for one reason or another, then I'm never getting married again.
Yeah, me either, uh-huh. George. I'm right there with you.
But Bergie, go the opposite direction. You see, what John is saying is that he's going to go with a much, much, much younger woman.
Yeah.
What you should do is go the opposite direction.
Much, much older?
You're 38. You need a woman who's about 60.
You need a bobcat.
60?
Yeah, you need a woman who's about 60.
Hey, there is this woman on the Real Housewives of Dubai.
Of Dubai. Okay? Hey, let's go to Dubai.
Let's go to Dubai.
That is super hot and loaded, and she's dating. She's like 45.
Okay, totally fine.
She's dating a soccer player. Amanda knows what I'm talking about. What is he, 27?
Yeah, he's 27.
All right. How old is he?
She's 45. She? Okay. She's 27, and she's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but okay, so you're saying she's 20 years older than Greg, so 58?
Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
No, it's
George,
not.
She's worth over $30
million. $30
million? Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
I'll make
but
it
I
work.
Mean, you're basically spooning soup.
I like your attitude.
You're basically
Greg.
Spooning soup into her mouth at some point there.
Yeah. Well, then that's when you stop.
For 30 million.
Mace, you've gone with,
hey, baby, here's your soup. Here's your soup.
Yeah, but wait a second.
Make sure you swallow.
Here's one thing you haven't
factored.
Oh, my God.
Here comes the choo-choo train.
Mason, this is something for you. Mason, this is something that works in your favor here. Because at some point, like, if you're going to marry this rich heiress and she's older, she's going to make you sign a prenup.
That's true.
No.
Well, then we don't do it.
Then you don't do it.
No.
Then it's
I'm in full control here,
a transactional relationship.
Berg, I'm telling you right now,
wrong
buddy.
With that.
You need to find a woman who's at least 20 years older
and who's dumb enough.
She's either been divorced to somebody exceptionally wealthy, or she herself married a much older guy who has since died and left her a private jet and hundreds of millions of dollars.
In and out, Harris.
And now you're just a boy toy.
Amanda,
you are just
about,
a boy toy.
What about Erica Girardi for Greg?
Erica Girardi.
Oh, yeah.
Erica, Google that, Greg.
Google Girardi. Erica Girardi. She's from The Real Housewives of
American
Beverly Hills.
Singer.
Yeah. Greg, she's involved in like 97 lawsuits, but when she wins them all...
Oh, good. Lawsuits.
When she wins them all, you can have half her fortune.
I do have lawyers in the family.
I only know one Real Housewife. Her name is Countess. That's who Greg should get with.
She's drunk all the time.
Countess.
Yeah, hasn't she been arrested a few times for being drunk and
she says
crazy?
Who among us has not gotten in trouble for being drunk and crazy?
Well, one of us has.
Not me.
Cappy definitely has.
I have not. I've never gotten in trouble.
Get out of here. I
mean, not with the law. Let me rephrase. Not with the law.
I got in trouble. Luann.
Yeah, that's the Countess.
What
Luann.
Happened to you, Mace? Yeah, I want to know what happened. What happened, Mace?
Wait, you were there.
You were there. You saw it.
You got in trouble with the law?
No, not with the law.
Well, with Amanda. That's kind of the law.
With Boss Amanda.
Oh, yeah. You're drunk in public?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not that long ago, actually.
Oh, that's right, Mace. I wasn't there, though, but I heard the martinis were flowing.
Yeah.
They were flowing. Well, we can laugh about it now that I have a new contract.
Yes, it's fine.
Partially.
I have a new contract.
You still have your job. I scolded you, and you still have your job.
It's partially Morales' fault.
I actually did blame Morales because he's the one that got him started.
He kind of got me started. Yeah. But it's funny. I was talking to somebody because we haven't really talked much. We basically have ignored this. I think it hasn't really come up.
Well, when you
vaguely.
When you're not here, it comes up.
Yeah. Oh, does it? Does it come
up? Oh, yeah. We all talk about you behind your back.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Then it's not a secret. So I said to some guy, that some guy walked up to me at the Mandy's and said, so you having any dirty martinis? And he laughed. Oh. And I said, does everybody know about that? He goes, everybody knows what happened.
I think
somebody
talked about it on the air, didn't they?
Oh. Hey, what do you guys think of Lonnie Walker IV?
Good shooter.
Yeah.
He's a nice player.
He just agreed to a deal with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, okay.
So, wait a minute. Do you know why that's significant? They're giving him the mid-level.
$6.5 million. Yeah, they're giving him the mini mid-level.
I like him better than Malik Monk.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
George, can he defend?
Yeah, better than Malik Monk can for sure.
Okay.
Oh, so, I see it. Shams has it here.
Yeah, Shams has it. Lonnie Walker IV signing a one-year $6.5 million
that's
dollar deal with
that's
the
a
Lakers.
Good signing.
You like that?
Yeah.
So we had Damian Jones and Lonnie Walker IV.
There you go. Championship.
Yeah. Off to a good start.
Championship.
Lonnie Walker IV puts us over the top, I think.
Jeez.
No, he's good. He's a good young player.
No, I'm all for it. The roster is going to be filled out. I guess I'm not even allowed to talk about Kyrie because George doesn't want to talk about what.
No, we're not talking
about
him
today.
You can talk about Lonnie Walker because I mean, he's a nice player, but. We're not talking about the big stuff. No,
Lonnie
because
Walker's
you guys always
nice
ruin
smile.
It. Because that's the. Of course, that's where we want to start our
show.
Where
do you think we started our show today? Talking about
I don't
all
care.
This same stuff.
Listen, this ain't the Mason. This is 404. It's now our territory. It's
Take
our
it
turf
away.
Now.
All right. So, what do you want to talk about?
We just started talking. I would love to continue talking about Greg's gallivanting for longer if you'd like.
Okay. Greg's gallivanting.
So, Greg,
what do you want to know?
Yeah.
Greg, I honestly think that you know what you want. Like, just go. Yeah. Go. Just dive head first, man. Don't waste any more time.
Oh, yeah. I already know what I want. Yeah. I'm having
so then
a fun time. I'm good.
Go knee deep, man. Go into the water. Like, just do it. What are you waiting for?
I'm not waiting on anything. I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I got a place to go. I got a bar.
What? Does Rachel have a friend that has a lot of money, Cappy?
She does, but I have a better solution. Okay. I have a bar that I know of.
Okay. I got to go to San Diego for this?
North San Diego. You can come down.
Okay.
That is very highly populated with wealthy older ladies looking.
Oh, nice.
What's the name of this place? Don't just keep it to yourself.
Cougars. It's called
Cougars Are Us.
Wildcats.
Cougars Are Us.
I mean, you know,
Cougars
I sit here and tell you that if you go to the Del Amo Mall in Torrance and you go to the two restaurants there, Frida and the Asian place, which name escapes me at the moment. Like, that place is hounding. Both those places at that mall are hounding with cougars.
Wait, with older, richer ladies? Yeah?
Oh, yeah. There's another
All
Shams
these
thing.
Older, richer ladies from the South Bay. They love going to happy hour at those places there.
Yeah, sorry, George. You're not going to talk too much about this, but Troy Brown Jr. signed a minimum deal with the Lakers. Who's Troy Brown Jr.?
He was a lottery pick a couple years ago for the Wizards.
Okay. All right, so back to the Delamo mark.
So they're signing
so
like
Damian
a lot
Jones,
of young
Lonnie Walker
guys.
The fourth, and Troy Brown Jr.
Yeah. A lot of you know, a lot of young upside guys.
Yeah.
But anyway, Bergman, yes, go Cap, just tell him the name of the damn place. What are you so
place
worried
about? No, it's fine. The place is called Mill Floor.
Mill okay. Floor.
Mill Floor.
Mill Floor.
Mill Floor.
Mill
Floor. Okay. Not Mill
Floor. No, I mean, it Pepe could be Mantilla, that, actually.
Amanda.
You know? Pepe Mantilla just texted me and said, go for Kendall Jenner. So, you know, she's got a lot of money.
You got a shot.
Yeah, I totally got a shot with Kendall Jenner.
You can get with Devin Booker recently.
The way you can get with Kendall Jenner, Greg,
yeah,
make it to the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
She has a type.
You know what I would say, Bergman? Here's my advice.
Okay. I need your
advice. Oh, here it is. Mill Floor. Like, Fleur.
Right,
like
not Milflore.
Milf?
Like that's what Amanda heard. Amanda heard Milflore.
Milflore. It's like right. It's a book.
Milflore. No,
about
yeah,
no, it's like the it's floor, French. Like
it's
that.
Yeah. It's French for like a million flowers.
So why don't
I think.
You, instead of going to a bar.
I don't do that anyway.
This is not a bar. This is like a restaurant, too. No, it's just expensive.
Very
to
fancy
a
restaurant.
Very, very nice cannabis consumption place called Cannabis Cafe. In West Hollywood.
No.
I don't do the cannabis.
They're going to be so
right. He doesn't like it.
Care.
The demo you're looking for is not there.
Yeah,
that's
I
not
think
the demo.
Demo's there. I think the demo's totally there. Are you kidding me? In this day and age?
I'm trying to set him up with a 60-year-old divorcee
no,
or
that's,
widow.
That's too old for him.
Yeah, okay, what do you think is what is too old? What is too old?
Here's an old
50s cool.
So I'm looking at Milf LeFleur here or whatever.
Milf's on the floor?
Milf LeFleur.
It's a nice looking joint. Oh my. I got to be honest.
Milf's are us.
It's a nice looking joint.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's beyond a nice looking joint. But I'm just telling you, it's the kind of place, Bergie, that if you would like to meet a nicer older lady who's a widower or a divorcee who's extremely wealthy, that's your spot. You are a boy toy. Trust me when I tell you.
All right. Are you my wingman, Cap?
Oh, I'll definitely wingman.
Okay, Rachel and Cap, I'll drive you. Will go with you.
So who out of all of you here, and that includes Jorge and Amanda and Laura, who is the best wing person?
Me. Yeah.
No, Cappy.
No question.
Oh, it's not even close.
No, it would be a woman.
No, I say Amanda.
No, Cappy and Rachel together. That,
yes.
Yeah,
see, I think Rachel would help me out.
A stamp of approval from another woman, from Amanda or Laura, would get you far.
So I got an idea for you, Bergman.
I love these ideas. Just keep them coming.
There's a dating site called OurTime.com.
Oh,
what is that?
Isn't that for people over 50?
It's for people over 50.
It's close enough.
I'm not 50.
Bergman, here's where you go fishing for your 60-year-old widower millionaire person. Yeah.
Why don't you go to FarmersOnly.com?
I'm sure there are beautiful women on FarmersOnly.com.
This is a little... I don't know, depressing, but it will work.
All right, I have the App Store open. Just tell me where to go.
Go through the obituaries.
Yes, in the paper. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Look for
John Ireland.
Then when a woman who has sugar daddy passes away, then you move in.
They need consoling. I mean, there's that.
My opening line, hail fellow well met?
Like exactly. I loved your ex-husband now.
I like it.
What's your number?
It's not at all predatory. That's what I like about that.
Come on.
I'm sure there's a movie about
that. Somebody just sent me an article from Basketball News about Lonnie Walker that was written during the season. So I'll just share with you guys.
So real quick, just shout out to @JustWinBaby23. Mm-hmm. Sedano, Delamo, Cougar World Baby, Cap'n, these guys don't know nothing about it. Mill LeFleur, whatever you call it, got nothing on Delamo.
Okay.
Let me dump in before you get to Lonnie.
So far,
Lonnie Walker, Troy Brown Jr. are best friends. Now they're teaming up with the Los Angeles
Lakers.
Love these signings.
Okay, so here's what this article said. This was written during the season about Lonnie Walker. Mm-hmm. Walker is a ridiculous athlete who has both fallen down the young prospect hierarchy and has been prone to inconsistency while with the Spurs. But at different points of his career, we've seen transition brilliance, a silky spot up jumper, unique passing flashes, aggressive drives, slick enough handle to get into an array of pull-ups or step-backs.
He's good.
Very, very, very rarely have we seen Walker put these things all together, but he's on the bit of a run right now. He's averaging 20 points, 59% shooting off the bench over his past six games. His current streak of six games with 15 or more points is the longest of his career, and so that's what the Lakers are hoping to unlock.
Yeah, no, he's a good player. Like, I've seen him play since college. He played 1 year for Jim Larrañaga at Miami, and he's a really talented player. It's just it to your point, it hasn't come all together. But he's got a skill set that if you unlock it, I mean, he can be, I don't know, on a. I think he's got the potential, the ceiling, to be like the fourth best player on a contender, which is a good player.
Funny you mentioned Jim Larrañaga. He was the head coach at Bowling Green State University when I was there.
When
that
you were there?
Around forever, yeah.
That guy, he's an incredible college coach.
Yo, unbelievable. Is he the one? He was the one
George
that went
Mason,
to George Mason,
the Final
right?
Four. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He went from Bowling Green to George Mason, and now is in Miami.
So I like, I like both those guys. Both are big guys. Both are long. Both can handle the ball. I kind of like them going for young guys who haven't necessarily hit their ceiling and haven't fulfilled potential. Because if the Lakers historically, at least in recent history, have done a very good job at developing young players when they actually have young players. So I think that that bodes well for Lonnie Walker and Troy Brown Jr., who are like 23 or 24 years old.
Right.
All right, final word on this from Mark Hoffman, who I used to work with at Channel 2. He's a TV producer. You'll love Lonnie Walker. Super athletic, streaky shooter, but will play hard and will provide some highlight dunks off the bench.
And you know what you'll like, Ireland, about both those guys? Particularly Lonnie, really easy to chat with.
Good.
Nice.
Take it.
Oh, one last thing to pass along, Trevor Lane. Darvin Ham is staying in the war room, helping Pelinka build out the Lakers.
Oh, roster. The war room.
The war room.
What does the war room look like?
It's got to be, you know.
What kind of food is in the
big
war room?
Whiteboards with names.
What's the food?
Names.
What's that pizza joint that Ireland likes in the South Bay?
Fresh
what's the
Brothers?
Name of that place? Fresh Brothers?
Fresh whatever? Brothers? Really? Fresh Bros?
Oh, man. Have you never had Fresh Brothers?
Tight.
Oh, I love Fresh Brothers.
By the way, interesting sidelight here, Sedano. Both Troy Brown and Lonnie Walker, clutch guys.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Oh, go figure.
I knew that.
Well, that
explains a lot.
Yeah. All right. Hey, coming up next for you, we weren't allowed to talk about Kyrie at all during crosstalk, but
no,
he's out
or
there.
USC, or UCLA.
But it's,
or
all
UCLA,
it's all coming next.
Yeah.
We're back tomorrow at 1, hopefully with Kyrie Irving as Laker. We'll find out. Coming up next for you is Cappy. I should keep the name. Names in the right order. Sedano and Cappy, along with Lindsay and Laura. Coming up next for you, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
Bow, bada, bop.
Bop,
bee, bada, boop.
Doo, bada,
bop. Ding, da, dum, boom, boom, boom.
Dum, bada, bop.
Bee, bada, boop.
Sedano buying into this has people thinking we all are going to do this now.
You
well,
should.
I was just going to ask, who is on the, is it Greg or is it Amanda or is it both?
No, it's me for the first hour and a half. And
I
then
it was Amanda.
Amanda is here to help out if we need anything, but she is around.
Y'all
so if you
really
want to talk to Amanda, she's here.
It, huh? I'm kind
Cappy.
Of
no, it's, we have a, you know, we have people just hanging out.
Cappy.
You're doing it all.
Hold on, keep the music going, Lindsay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Bam, Laura, I'm sorry.
Damn.
Sorry.
I can't handle today.
It's all L. Do you want to let Greg do the bam, beat up, boom?
Bergie, you want to try it?
I love it. Yeah.
Can
we start it over?
It.
Yeah, can we just start it?
The music over, just the music part. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see what you got, Bergie.
Oh, yeah.
Because people asked me to do it on the live yesterday. I was like,
On live with Laura?
Yeah, yeah. People are like,
late night with Laura?
I literally had to put the song because so many people were asking for it. And then Cap joined in, but Cap couldn't go live because he was naked.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
You hear that, George?
I did, yes. Go ahead, Greg. See if you can do it.
Bow, ba-dum, bump. Bow, ba-dum, bump. Bow, ba-dum,
you got to switch it up, everyone. Yeah, so you got to go
bee-ba-dum, boop.
Move it, bro.
Yeah.
Bee-ba-dum, bop.
Yep.
And then you do the drums.
Bow, ba-dum, bump.
Not bad.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
No,
is it?
No. I, you know,
a little harder than just going.
I mean. That was actually Briones. You see, when Briones and I didn't used to do that. It was only those two. It was very much a Mason and Ireland thing.
Yeah.
And
then this, you have to have a little beat to do this, though.
Yeah, see, I like this better. But Briones turned around and said, let's bust up this
dude. Can we
too.
Cut that up that he said he likes this better?
Oh, I'm cutting that
up. We need to immortalize that for
Mason's
the rest
right
of the
there.
Time.
Hey, Mace, I like this better.
He's not paying attention to you. He's talking to the boss.
Oh, that's too bad.
Bergie, how about when they brought us up on stage in the Mandy's and they were playing this song and I could look out over the entire crowd and everybody was standing up and everybody was playing the bass and everybody in the room was going, da-na-na.
Man, you were fully in your element. And I'm actually really impressed with Sedano. Sedano, you were up there and you were going nuts.
Facts.
Cursing, having a blast. It was I haven't seen you like that in a long time.
Well, the cursing part is not a long time.
The cursing part happened
that's
30 seconds before we went on air, you know?
Right. Yeah. That always happens. That's what I always tell people. It's like I curse way more than you would ever think. If you actually got to meet me.
No, you curse more than any single human I know.
Yeah. It's just, it's, you know, I have to make up for it because I'm on air so much that, you know, I just have to kind of balance it out a little bit.
Right.
Just it's always an impressive skill that when you curse that much off the air that you never curse that much on the air.
Yeah. Well, not, I do it purposely, but occasionally on the air, but that scares Greg and Laura particularly. But, right.
I don't
curse
get fired.
Unintentionally either on the air. Yeah. Well, especially like on TV, there's no like dump button.
Right.
I mean, yeah,
you got a little safety net here.
Yeah, you're flying without a net, you know, that little trapeze action with no net
there's
at
no
all.
There's no delay on TV for you?
Nope.
There's really? You're fully live.
Yep.
Or is that what they tell you so you guys
No, you are fully live.
There's got to be. I mean, isn't that a thing
J-Lo?
Only on
Jane
Jackson, sorry. On games, not on studio shows.
So on studio shows you're fully live.
Correct.
By the way, if you curse on a studio show by accident, I mean, it is cable TV. I mean, you can kind of get away with it.
Oh, no. I mean, listen, Michael Smith, when he worked here, said the S word by accident on, he didn't get fired or anything or even suspended. Like, it happened. It was an accident. I mean, sometimes we run press conferences where people curse on ESPN television. And you just apologize. Hey, sorry for the language. Just keep it moving.
How about a post-game interview? Did that ever slip by? Or is that all delayed
for me,
afterwards too?
No one is cursed with me. No.
Who would have cursed with you? If there's somebody that you work with.
Oh, Pat Bev, for sure, I thought would curse.
Kendrick?
I'm trying to think who else. Who?
Jefferson, Richard Jefferson, Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, you mean like on the studio set? Yeah. I thought you meant like during a game.
Yeah, I thought you meant post-game interview.
Studio set. Oh, you're talking about.
Yeah, Cappy said in the post-game interview.
My bad.
Really just, I mean, Pat Bev was probably the only person I thought, you know what I mean? Like, that would curse because he's just, you know, he's I love him. He's Pat Bev. He's a little crazy sometimes, you know? In like a good way.
How about Perk? I mean, I'm surprised Perk has never dropped one on the air, just given some of the things I've seen him do off
Perk here. Perk is a Southern gentleman, man. You know? Yeah. He's not. Now, both of them curse like sailors, him and Richard Jefferson behind the scenes too, but yeah. You know? But anyway. All right, so real quick, Cappy.
Yes, sir.
We've got stuff today.
George, today, in about 20 seconds, the world kind of like went crazy with two absolutely monster stories happening. I'm telling you, within like 30 seconds of one another or so.
They really were within like 30 seconds of one another. It was crazy.
Which one do you find to be more shocking of the two major headlines of the day?
Man, I think both are incredibly shocking, okay? Like, here's the thing. If I had to pick one, and if I'm being honest, it's USC and UCLA.
I'm with you.
Because I kind of told you when all this Kyrie mess was going down that this KD stuff, like, I told you I thought he could ask out, depending on what happened here. Now, I thought with Kyrie coming back that at least for now that stuff would quiet down. But what I did tell you, which I thought was strange, we talked about this the other day, was we haven't heard anything from Kevin Durant. Like, the team hasn't heard anything. He hasn't said anything other than, you know, taking shots at Stephen A. and Shaq. Well, he didn't really take a shot at Shaq. He was messing with Shaq. But then we heard Kyrie hadn't talked to him. And then I was like, this is really weird. And here we are. So I guess I'm not like super duper surprised, but when it happened, I was like, whoa, right? But I was like, all right. I mean, I guess now that the shock has worn off, I can understand it. Yeah. UCLA, USC, that was out of left field
totally.
To me.
Totally.
No chance. And I love college football. I'm not as plugged into college football like I am the NBA. But I feel like I'm not like a complete outsider to college football. That, and I talk to people today who eat, breathe, and sleep and report and poop college football. And even they were like, yeah, this was a stunner today.
You mean to tell me the people that actually poop college football didn't see this coming?
Yeah, people who poop it. You know, and you got to be careful when you poop stuff. I mean, you can usually see it, especially if it's, like corn and stuff. But anyway.
Wow. My goodness. You always got to take it one step. Yeah, I mean, come on, George. Don't bite on my living.
Well, I feel like today we should reverse roles.
I like that idea.
Do that.
I like that idea a lot.
I'm kind of scared, though, because Cappy is... But Wild Sedano? Oh, no.
No, I want to hear Wild Sedano. I want to hear Calm Cap. Let's see what it's like.
Let's
no, there's no
today.
Calm
Exactly. There's no right. Calm Cap. I'm there just going to have Wild Sedano and
The truth of the matter
USC,
is, George.
But by the way, I think Mason, I want to say this, Greg, while you're here. Mm-hmm. Mason is a chicken bleep, okay?
Ooh.
I heard him say that, I don't want to go to the Big Ten because it's harder to win. Yeah, you know what? That's what you hired Lincoln Riley for, bro. Okay? You're supposed to win national championships here regardless of where the hell you're playing and who the hell you're playing. I don't care if you're playing Ohio State. I don't care if you're playing Michigan. I don't care if you're playing Oregon. I don't care if you're playing Washington. I don't care who the hell you're playing. Lincoln Riley was brought here to win national championships. It don't matter. Okay? It don't matter who you play if you brought Lincoln Riley here.
Hear my man Sedano? He said, ain't even matter. Don't matter is what he said. Listen, both of these stories are crazy. Who would have ever thought that USC and UCLA would essentially, and I'm not saying, be poached by or together make a decision to leave?
Right.
One way or the other, however this story really goes down, whoever initiated it, etc., it is really a fascinating story that USC and UCLA would think we're the defectors from the Pac-12. We're the leaders. We have the LA television market. Therefore, the two of us and combined, we're the most desirable two assets to another conference. And when you really think about it, if
of
you're the Big Ten.
First of all, it's LA.
Right.
And you've got the storied basketball program in UCLA and the storied football program in USC.
Absolutely. But I will just say this. If you're the Big Ten, and I'm just trying to put myself in their position, you've got the middle of the country, Michigan, Wisconsin, Penn State, Ohio State. I mean, you kind of got the Midwest. You went out and you got the likes of some other teams, for example, Rutgers, okay? Yeah. Because you're thinking that's New York. It's not really, but it is the New York TV market, okay?
Yeah.
And you've also got a Maryland, which is a former ACC school, and they're nothing impressive, but they also
have... No, but it's still
a
big market. It's the D.C. market.
Correct. Yeah. It's the D.C. market. So now, if you're the Big Ten... You might have the L.A. market, theoretically the New York and the D.C. market, and then you've got the middle of the country, including the Chicago market. Whoever at the Big Ten decided to go after USC and UCLA and put this deal together, it's freaking really smart. But I want to ask everybody this question.
And by the way, you would then have, at the very least, by preseason poll numbers, right? Or, I'm sorry, by last year's numbers, like rankings, you would have four teams already in the conference in Big Ten country that would be ranked. And I would imagine they will have four ranked at the preseason polls. And you would have USC absolutely ranked. And, I don't know about UCLA, but UCLA was ranked at one point last year when they beat LSU. I actually think, and I know, Greg, you may push back on this because, you're the UCLA guy. Mm-hmm. I feel like Chip is this year is going to prove to me if he can turn the corner or not.
Well, yeah, if he doesn't do it this year. If he goes 6-6, anything worse than 9 wins, 10 wins, and he's gone. Like that's
the end of it. Here's why this is smart for UCLA, too. Now, I'd love to hear this from you, Greg and Cappy. If Chip doesn't turn the corner and they're headed to the Big Ten, job becomes way more attractive.
Massive. And it's also because you have the Big Ten network that's going to be behind you instead of the Pac-12 network, which is garbage.
Correct.
Yeah, and the NIL deals like you're talking about and being in Los Angeles, it's a much bigger job now being in the Big Ten.
Yeah, so the UCLA football job becomes a much more attractive job in the Big Ten.
I just cannot believe how massive this story is, though. And here's the thing. I don't think it's over. Because if you're Oregon or Washington, if you're Stanford and Cal, I mean, maybe what happens is the best of the Pac-12 and the best of the Big Ten actually come together And the teams that aren't really valuable, and I'm saying it like the Oregon States and the Washington States of the world, and maybe it's the Northwestern, even though that's a Chicago, so that's probably not a great example, but maybe it is a Rutgers or a Purdue. Maybe they're not welcome any longer. Or maybe they're going to expand even beyond. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, I think we're eventually going to get 16, like a couple of 16 team conferences.
Yeah, like I could see it where it goes SEC, ACC, Big Ten, and then I don't know what the fourth one is going to be.
And then they'll make the fourth one of everybody else.
The best of what's left.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. God, by the way, Beto in Whittier has tweeted in the Circle of Trust, the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust, which you can join if you go to your Twitter. You can go into the communities, and then in the search, hit Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust, and or type in Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust, and you could find us there. He tweeted that Kobe would have cursed at Sedano in a heartbeat. That is probably true. However, I started the year after Kobe's retirement. But it would have probably been.
Could LeBron curse in a post-game interview?
I don't think LeBron would curse. I don't think LeBron would curse in the post. I mean, I wouldn't give him a reason to curse. Kobe was more of a natural curser, like kind of me in that way.
Just LeBron, flows?
Yeah, LeBron wouldn't do it. I don't think LeBron would have done it. Yeah.
All right, well, we got massive stories to discuss today. We really do.
So we haven't even touched base on the NBA yet. So if you had in your bingo card that you thought we were going to start with the NBA, ha, you're wrong already. You're behind the eight ball. So we'll get to that. We're going to try to find Bergman a date for the next 90 minutes. And a lot
not
of stuff.
Not just a date, a relationship.
Well, we don't let's start with a date. Yeah, let's do that. All right. So we'll work on that. Brian Windhorst has said stuff. Stephen A. has said stuff. And I got plenty of stuff to say. Okay. Laura asked if we needed sound today. I said, I'm the freaking sound today.
Right.
Okay.
We got an insider. We don't need the rest of those guys. We got an insider.
Right. We're back in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ooh, what is this? It's a little low, Laura. Can you pick it up a little bit? I can't hear it really.
It is a song that Quinn put in the system for us today. Grapefruit Juice by Harry Styles.
Oh.
Teaching the interns how to put stuff in wet orbit.
Grapefruit Juice. You like this one, Cappy?
Can't say I know this one from Harry.
I didn't know it either. It's kind of vibey.
Oh, I like Harry Styles. I have to admit that I actually like Harry Styles.
No, we're all
Oh,
in
man,
him.
He's awesome.
Yeah, we love him.
I never thought I'd say
this
that.
This show is like the Harry Styles fan club up in here.
Darn right. All up in here.
I was actually listening to it on the way in.
So I'm texting Pete Thamel here, who's our college football guy. He came over to us a few months ago. I just want to make sure I'm writing this right. Enjoy a few minutes on this radio show this afternoon. Discuss UCLA, USC. All right, cool. All
right, and that's how it's done, people, right there.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't put any misspellings.
No, that's how it's done. That is how it's done right there. That is how you produce and host simultaneously.
Yeah.
Nice job, George.
I mean, he's the guy. He knows all this stuff. Because, by the way, he just reported literally while we went to break, USC and UCLA have been notified their application to join the Big Ten has been accepted. The schools will begin play in 2024. Wow.
Wow. That is just insane, man. And let me tell you something. For all the talk about NIL, and for guys like myself who are kind of old school college football guys who haven't really, really quite gotten it yet, you know, and like for me, I get all butthurt because I'm like, oh, man, my guy, you know, top receiver in the country from Pitt transfers to USC, gets all this money. So I don't love it. But the thing is that you got to get over it, and especially guys like me. We got to get over it because if these schools are going to forget about the history and the tradition of the conferences and the teams that they are associated with to go join bigger, better conferences for more money, well, if the schools and the programs are going after more money, then why would we ever be offended that the kids are essentially free agents every year and they're looking for the money? Forget it. I'm done with it.
Yeah. See you later. Now, Greg, are you you're excited for this? I would imagine it's a good thing for you.
Oh, this is a great thing. I'm very excited about all this. I actually believe now that the UCLA will have a much better shot to get to either the college football playoff, or they'll play better teams when it comes to college basketball. This is a much better spot all around.
Yeah, you're looking forward to those UCLA Northwestern games? You pretty excited about those?
I mean, I don't really care about those.
No, but come on. Big Ten college basketball is good.
Yeah, we're going to play Michigan twice a year, possibly, or at least once. Like,
yeah, Ohio State is always good. Michigan State is like a perennial power. Maryland is good in basketball. Like, Iowa is good. Wisconsin is good. Like,
it's funny though, you guys.
Good.
But it's funny about this is you guys are looking at this from a UCLA basketball perspective, at least at this moment. I, from the very first second, thought about this from a USC football perspective.
Oh no, of course,
USC. How about this?
But this is not just that. Like this, 100%. It's why those two schools are great because for the Big Ten, not only LA, which we all discussed, but you get again one of the historically great college football teams and one of the historically great college basketball teams.
Right.
It's a win-win.
But think about this. We never see the, you know, USC versus Michigan unless that would possibly be in a Rose Bowl matchup. You know what I'm saying? So now to see a USC versus Michigan, USC at Happy Valley against Penn State with 100,000,
or
when Penn State comes to the Coliseum and there's 90,000 people in the Coliseum.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be, look, USC versus Oregon, USC versus Washington. These are fun Pac-12 matchups. But this in football is going to be so entertaining.
A blast. A blast. It's going to be a blast in general, but yes, for football for sure, because you're going to have basically I'm curious though. Hold on, let me look at this
rule. Well, look, the Pac-12 after dark was the biggest thing that the Pac-12 had going for them, and that was you're playing games at 11 o'clock at night on the East Coast, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Who else, let me ask you guys this question, though. Who else from the Pac-12 would now say, and let me rephrase this, who else from the Pac-12 would the Big Ten say, you know what, we got USC and UCLA. Those
Oregon,
are the ones we
want. Washington and Oregon.
Yeah, Washington, Oregon, and
maybe
Stanford.
Maybe Arizona?
I don't, Arizona because of basketball, maybe.
Yeah, they haven't been good in football in a while.
Right.
No.
And you know, I don't think Arizona State, I don't think you want to, because I think that what happens is.
And the way I look at it is this way.
Go ahead.
You got Stanford, you got the Bay Area, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got Washington, you've got Seattle, big market again, right? So, like, those two for sure. Oregon, because they're, you know, the Nike factory, basically.
Yep.
And then you'd need one more.
I could see Cal joining also because, again, now you would have Stanford and Cal, Northern California, and USC, UCLA, Southern California. And if you had the four California schools.
Yeah, but you know what, Cappy? I don't think they're doing any more. I think that's it. I think they've got the 16 that they want, and they're good.
I just wonder, though, I do wonder if this is where it ends, George. I really do.
Well, I think for the Big Ten, that's it. Because, remember, the SEC is adding Oklahoma and Texas.
Right.
And then they will be at the number that they want to be. They will be at 16, and that's it. And I think the ACC will be in a situation where they're good. You know what I mean? They're going to I think the ACC will add teams. I think what's going to happen is you're going to look at – the ACC is going to say to themselves, what do they have? Let me see. They have 14. They're going to look to add two more. Like, I could totally – the Big 12, whoever's left from the Big 12 will probably look at the ACC. Now, West Virginia makes sense because they were – a Big East team before? Oh, we have an update.
Ooh, we got all right, I think you're really going to like this one, Sedano.
Okay.
Free agent forward Juan Toscano-Anderson has reached an agreement with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Wow.
Wow, that's my guy!
Wait,
like, seriously,
yeah,
it's my guy.
He's a Laker.
What?
And
no, but
sports.
Not even because of the Latino thing. Like, he's literally my dude. Like, every time
I'm
Warriors
excited.
Game, he, like, we came up, you know, he brought it in, Cappy, all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I had to hit that one twice.
And by the way, he's also a clutch client.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Now, isn't this very interesting? I mean, and I don't think it's shocking to anybody, but it certainly is interesting that the clutch guys are filling out the Laker roster. Not a surprise, right?
No.
But I got to say, I mean, I find it really, really interesting. It's like, LeBron, listen, the Lakers organizationally, they just don't have a lot of room here, a lot of wiggle room right now. So we're going to have to go out and get a bunch of our clients who are lesser.
But that's smart.
It is smart. 100% it's smart. Thus far, of the bodies that have been added to the Lakers roster so far today, and there's been four free agent signings, none of whom are going to be like, wow, that's championship material, and that just put us over the top. And none of them are like household names, I don't think. But you got to fill out a roster. So four guys, plus they drafted that kid in the second round. I mean, now you're filling out a roster.
Yeah, I love that. I love that move for them. I love Juan Toscano. Like I told you, he's my guy. He's my guy.
I want
my
that jersey.
And Laura wants the jersey.
I do.
I mean, look, man, he's half Mexican. I'm not saying there's not a lot of Mexicans in the Bay, but there's clearly way more here. So, like, he's going to be a fan favorite already from the beginning. And he's the type of guy, Cappy, okay, that this team needs in a lot of ways. They need a tough defensive guy. Like, they need that kind of guy on this team. So, I like that. I like that move for them. I think that on the Warriors, he was probably not going to get a ton of run. But I think if he can improve his shot, and he's been fairly decent at his shot, not so great last year, but his... he's been pretty good. If he can make sure to hit a couple of threes to keep teams honest, I think that he can get some actual playing time.
Can we do this really quickly for everybody that's just tuning in? Can we go through the four names of the
Lakers? So the Lakers have signed guys to fill out the roster, role players. Mm-hmm. Juan Toscano-Anderson, just recently of the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. Lonnie Walker Jr., who I'm a big fan of. Like, I think he's got the highest ceiling of all these kids. He's 23 years old, played for the Spurs for 4 years. I think that guy can legitimately be like the fourth best player on a contender, like, eventually. Like, I think
but you just said something really important. He's a young guy, 23 years old, has already played 4 years in the NBA. Then what else?
And then I think he can be, like, a really good player. Like, I think his ceiling is very high, I think. And then Troy Brown Jr., who was also a lottery pick of the Washington Wizards, has bounced around a little bit, but he's even younger than Lonnie Walker. He's 22. Mm-hmm. And I think that he also has never really materialized the way people thought. But they're both really, like, long. Well, Troy Brown Jr. particularly is long. He's got like a 6'10 or 6'11 wingspan or something ridiculous like that. Lonnie Walker also has a long wingspan, like 6'9 or 6'10, and he's only like 6'4. So that's what the Lakers are getting. They're getting wings, which is what, look, in this sport, Cappy, you need guys who fit this mold of, like, somewhere between like 6'4 and 6'7 or 8 and have wingspans between like 6'9 and 7 feet, because there's so many long guys and, like, strong long guys that are going to be the centerpieces of teams. You need a lot of guys to throw at guys. You need a lot of guys to throw at Giannis. You need a lot of guys to throw at KD wherever he lands. You need a lot of guys to throw at LeBron. You need all those guys. You need a lot of guys to throw at people.
Just guys to throw. Guys to just throw them around.
Well, to play defense on guys like that.
I just got
to
tell you, I'm super
and
impressed.
And Damian Jones, who has been on this roster before as a center. So,
right, yeah. But we're just – I know we got to hit this break. We're minutes, essentially, less than hours into the starter free agency.
Yeah, we're an hour and 43 minutes. Yeah.
And some credit to the Lakers for being really aggressive when it comes to filling out the roster.
I love it. Yeah. By the way, Rob, Jesse, and Joey Buss, who I know are also part of these decisions and do a great job as well, good job today. Good job today. For all those that say I'm always negative, good job today.
So negative.
But
so
good job today.
Negative all the time.
Good job today.
That's positive.
Now figure out what you're going to do with this Russ situation. Which, by the way...
Or should we call it a Kyrie situation?
Let's do that on the other side. And first, real quick, let me tell people, we're hosting our very own All-Star Friday night event, which includes wiffle ball, a wiffle ball bash, which is like a home run derby, and an All-Star softball game featuring our 7-10 hosts and personalities. It's happening in the West Covina Sports Complex on Friday, July 15th. All our shows will be broadcasting live from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Everyone in attendance will have a chance to win tickets to the Midsummer Classic. 7-10 All-Star Friday is open to the public, but if you want to get in on our VIP list, text the word STAR, S-T-A-R, to 40705. That's STAR to 40705. We're back in 90 seconds. Is this Harry too or no?
Yes, it is. Shout out to Brady for putting this one in.
Is this off
his new album?
Harry's
I
new joint.
It. Yes, new that album. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you call it an album?
Oh, he just said it. Canyon Moon, right?
Yes, Canyon Moon.
Yeah.
You call it an album, huh, Laura?
Yeah, I call it an album.
It is an album.
Call it? I know, but I call it a joint.
A joint is one song, I believe.
Exactly.
It is. Yeah.
Well, that's what this is. This is one song.
No, but you said off
or
his...
like a dive bar.
Okay, but he said...
She was saying off his album.
Oh, yeah, you were saying off the album. You're like, I was like, it's... Yes, technically you can say this is a joint, but you can't call the entire album a joint.
Okay, so you drop a joint off an album.
Yes. Yeah.
Got it. Okay,
exactly.
I'm clear. A little bit clearer on it.
So UCLA has put out a statement. You want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
From Martin. Martin, what happened, man? You put out a statement before you text me back? Whoa. I mean, I did only text him a few minutes ago, so there's that. But
he's a little busy.
It looks like he was a little busy.
By the way, George, don't be offended. Mike Bone has yet to get back to me as well, so I mean, I'm feeling a little slighted too.
I mean, what's up, Boney?
Come on, Bone.
Taking L's today.
Come on, Mike Bone.
Oh, and USC also put out a statement. Let me read UCLA since I had it first.
All right, let's
UCLA Athletics' primary responsibility is to our student-athletes, to supporting them and providing them with the resources and opportunities to have an elite experience while they represent the four letters. After thoughtful deliberation, we came to the conclusion that the best way to do that is amidst the rapidly changing times in collegiate athletics is to join the Big Ten Conference. From increased exposure and a broader national platform for our student-athletes to enhanced resources for our teams, this move will help preserve the legacy of UCLA Athletics for generations to come. We have deeply valued our membership in the Pac-12, and we have great respect for the conference and our fellow member institutions, but each school faces its unique challenges in circumstances. We believe this is the right move for UCLA at the right time.
All right, before you read the USC one, let's just for one quick second here. What a bunch of nonsense! But on the other hand, it makes a lot
of sense. USC's is way too long. I'm not reading this.
All right, because all I can say is this: if UCLA wanted to just put something out, they could have just said this. Hey, it's a better conference. It's a lot more money for us. That's good for our school. It's good for our program.
I mean, they did kind of say that.
They just sort of danced around it with all kinds of fancy language, especially the justification at the beginning. Like, hey, our job is to do this. Look, we all get it. We're all big people here. We're all grown-ups. There's one reason why UCLA and USC are moving to the Big Ten. It's all money. But it's going to put them in a much better and more entertaining football and basketball conference.
Yeah. USC's statement is like literally like, you know, multiple paragraphs. I'm not reading all that.
How about
they seem to be excited too.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, they're happy. Everyone's happy, clearly. So anyway, now you mentioned Kyrie, right?
Yep, I did.
Okay. Let me start by saying, Greg, were you guys playing radio today? Because there's zero chance Kevin Durant is a Laker. Okay.
I mean, there might have been a little bit of radio being played, but I think they want, you know, they're actually putting it out there.
I saw Brian gave like this, like,
it's
super.
Possible.
No, no, no. He gave like a super, like.
Hey, like, Wendy said it.
He didn't really say it, though. Like, he said this thing that some rival executives think that maybe possibly could be if the three moons of, like, Vulcan line up together or something. Like, and you know, like, come on.
You know what I heard? I heard him say that the Lakers have the package to put it together.
No, they
don't.
That's all I heard. They do not. They do not. Okay.
So guys, hold on. But are we talking KD or Kyrie?
Both.
He's saying both. That Windhorse kind of said maybe they could if they, you know, depending.
Yeah, both. KD and Kyrie, the Lakers?
First of all, KD and LeBron are not going to play together. Let's start there. Okay? I don't believe that is going to happen. I don't know that for sure. And maybe I will be surprised. And maybe Kevin Durant will do it despite me or anyone else for that matter. But I don't believe that to be the case.
Do you believe that there's going to be a Kyrie-LeBron reunion? Do you believe that?
Oh, I've been on that for how long now?
Okay, but now hold on. Now, do you think that reunion between LeBron and Kyrie, do you think that will happen in L.A. or might it happen in Brooklyn? Because perhaps you trade Kevin Durant for LeBron,
and then
there's
LeBron's
a reunion of Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook in L.A., and there's a reunion of LeBron and Kyrie in Brooklyn.
Okay, stop.
All right, see, that's happening. Radio right there. That's playing radio.
Yeah,
right
you're
there.
Playing radio.
That's radio. You heard that, Bergie?
Yeah, I heard it. It was really good.
Yeah.
It's possible.
No, it's possible.
Not.
No, it's not.
So you're
I mean,
telling
anything
me
is possible.
Chance.
Anything is possible.
Do they have a package? He said they
I mean,
have a package.
The station can get hit by a meteor tomorrow. That's
God,
possible.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Just don't look up. But it's fine. Yeah. It can happen.
But, I mean, the likelihood of it is not likely, is what I would say. But, Kyrie, here's what I know, okay?
Ooh.
Here's what I know. The Nets are going to try to extract both those picks out of the Lakers. The Lakers will not give up those two picks. And by the way, nor should they for Kyrie.
They should. Well, no. Hold on. Let me rephrase.
And that's another thing I heard Mason in Ireland, like, F them picks. No, you cannot give up both picks for Kyrie.
Not for Kyrie. Not for Kyrie. But hold on. But could you?
You're
give
not
them
getting
up?
Kevin Durant and Kyrie for just two picks, bro. That's not happening.
I'm not even about to suggest that. What I am going to suggest is this: that holding on to those picks, if you want to win now, and I'm talking now as in the next 2 to 3 years, got to stop worrying about 27 and 29. In my opinion.
Okay. Here's what I'll tell you. And there's reasoning behind this. Okay. I think if you are the Lakers, you should absolutely offer the 2029 pick, okay, for Kyrie Irving, not the 2027. I think if you're going to protect one, you protect the 2027. Do you know why?
Tell me.
Okay. So LeBron James, in theory, should extend for 2 more years with the Lakers, right?
Okay, what year is this? This is 22, 23.
Through the 25 season.
Okay,
yes.
I just had to do the math. Go ahead.
And then Anthony Davis is also under contract through the 25 season. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And you probably if you trade for Kyrie, you probably do nobody's going to give him 5 years. That's not I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think anyone is going to give him 5 years. So it's probably going to be a short term deal there too, like 2 or 3 years. So basically, what I'm telling you is that when those guys' contracts expires, okay, there's a decent chance that the team is not going to be that good in 25, 26, in that range, mm-hmm. which probably means you're going to have to rebuild in that stretch as well. So that means the 2027 pick, because it's a lot closer
probably
to that time
really
frame,
pick. You're saying
is going
really
to
high.
Be more valuable, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Give them 29 all you want, because by then you're talking about 4 years of those contracts in theory expiring. So I'm good with giving them 29 because I think you can rebuild in 4 years.
Listen, I don't want to give up a ton for Kyrie because I don't.
But you're
going
to have
Kyrie.
To give up one pick. At
I
least.
Understand. I got.
Do
it.
You know why?
Well, you just kind of explained a lot of stuff.
Well, not only that, because you're probably going to have to include Russ,
right?
And they're going to be like, oh yeah, well, we'll take Russ, but he makes more money, so you're going to have to sweeten the pot and give us the picks. That's why I'm telling you, the Nets are going to try to extract both. The Lakers, my understanding is they will not. And that's good for them. And I would also recommend to not give up that 2027 pick.
Let me tell you, from a Brooklyn standpoint, though, if I'm the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, Joseph Tsai, I'm like, you know what, man? I'm done with these guys.
You and Joseph there? I mean, he goes by Joe. So.
Well, you know, George, sometimes when you have a close personal relationship with somebody,
I might
call them, you know, Joseph, like what his mom calls him.
Yeah, copy.
So I'm going to say this. If I were in Joseph Tsai's position, I'd be like, you know what, man? I'm done with these guys. Get rid of Durant. Get rid of Kyrie. And you know what we need to build here? We need to build a team. We don't have a team. We have a bunch of prima donnas. And when you got prima donnas, you can't win. I don't care how much talent you have. We can't win with these guys. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. And let's build a basketball team. And then I'd go market it to my fans like, we got rid of these prima donnas. Now we're really building a team. Come on, everybody, get behind us. I mean, at least I'd be trying, you know what I mean? But getting rid of these two guys, Kevin Durant, I mean, come on. First it was, he's going to leave if Kyrie leaves. Now Kyrie is back, and now he's like, I'm leaving. And oh, by the way, let me announce all of this stuff right before all the free agency kind of stuff starts.
Oh, come
on. The whole thing.
Shut up. You love it, and we love it.
You
and
know
thank
I
God
love
he did it.
You, George, I love it. I think it's great drama, but if I were the Nets, I'd be like, screw this, man. We got to build a team. We can't just have two great players. It's annoying.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, you need great players, though, to build a team.
Well, I'd go build a real team, like with guys who really want to be here and guys who really want to give everything they got. Not a bunch of prima donnas who don't want to play half the season.
But you'd take them with the Lakers.
I do not love the idea of Kyrie Irving. The basketball on the floor guy...
Yeah.
We obviously understand how great he is.
Yeah.
The off-the-floor guy who you don't know if you can count on, I don't love that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to tell you why you need to love it. We'll do that on the other side. And more on the breaking news of USC-UCLA becoming official next.